Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother!
Uh-oh.
My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something that freak stampede we're all gonna see? If DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Oh, that is pretty heavy.
Because I say
on you.
That you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because since I'm bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation, nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro?
15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP.
It's DDP
Radio.
Okay, so we thought that was for this. Hey, everybody, and welcome to DDP Radio. This is the co-host, Sparky, and I'm with our panel, Robert. What's up, brother?
Hey, man.
And Stacy. Most of you are expecting to hear the bang of DDP and a little bit of Jake the Snake right now. But as they're coming to the show, we're going to pick it up and sort of run with it. You know, it's
here, there he is.
There he is. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Sparky. Thanks for sliding in there. As usual, you know, we're sliding in the plate, coming around third. Steve was trying to get it hooked up so that we could, Jake and I could speak in the same room. That's our goal, is to actually take this to video and let it be radio you can see. But you know, between Christmas and can you hear me okay, Robert? Just want to do a little check on that.
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, good. I had to use Steve's phone at the last minute, which was running out of charge, so I had to charge it into the charger. While I was trying to fix all this stuff, I was running out and getting the reindeer, the animated reindeer ready, because my next-door neighbor is killing me right now in the Christmas decorations, and I am Clark Griswold. I am so pissed. Tomorrow I'm going out to get more reindeer. I'm humiliated. My opening
light show.
Yeah, dude, I'll tell you, dude. You normally could see my house from the, you know, from the planes going over, you know, back in the day. But I've been in L.A. for the last 10 years, and you can't put those lights out there. But, you know, bottom line is we're live, we're humping. We got a lot of things to talk about. We got an amazing guest coming up here that we'll bring him on in about 10 minutes or so. I want to get some announcements out of the way. I want to tell everybody, if you're thinking about going on the retreat, and we got a lot of new people because that damn video went viral again, and it's still all over Facebook. Arthur Borman, Never Give Up video is inspiring people all over the place. I got to tell you guys, we just got calls this week. We've got a huge PR firm out of New York City right now, same one that does Tony Robbins. And my goal is to be on Robbins' show, his when he does the big summits, where, you know, he brings in, like, you know, some big names for the area to speak, and then he brings in, a guy from IRS, or not IRS, but for taxes, to show you how to get the most out of your taxes, and a guy for real estate. He shows a guy for sales, and he has all these different guys there. Because there's a huge, there's 20,000 people at his shows. It's like a pep rally on steroids. It's crazy. And he's never had a fitness guy. So I'm setting it now. I'm telling everybody right now, it's been my goal for 3 years to be Tony Robbins' fitness guy, and I just made another step closer to that by getting with his same PR firm, the same publicist, so on. And they all came in. We had a meeting in New York this week, actually the end of last week. It was this week. God, it's a Wednesday. I did it on Sunday. I flew in. I had a show in Connecticut, and then I went right over to New York. My buddies David and Jamie took me into the city, and I stayed over there on Sunday night, so Monday I could have my meeting with everybody. And they're really excited about the project. And what has happened as we are actually filming this docu-mercial, it's not an infomercial, it's a docu-mercial. And what I mean by that is it's a documentary, and where we throw the normal commercials will be where they normally, you know, go to sale or whatever it is. We're just going to have that part be, you know, salesy because it's commercials. But the rest of it's going to be what DDP Yoga is and how it came about. I mean, I've got on film already, Kevin Nash, Chris Jericho. I'm going to Hawaii in 2 weeks to go see, next week, see Gabe Iglesias. He's flying me and Jake into his big HBO special he's doing there. I'm going to get Gabe, you know, talking about who just sent me. He was in a 5X shirt, a 5X shirt when he started. He's down to a 3X right now. He just sent me a picture on my phone the other day, him wearing a Wookiee shirt. And we're going to have Stone Cold. We're filming Stone Cold Steve Austin on Saturday. And, Kev and Stone Cold, neither one of them do the program. But Kevin did talk about how he has gone through it and taken pieces of it out for his own workout, which I was flattered that he would even say that. And Stevie, he was there. Stone Cold was there as I was literally developing this whole thing. And he lived with me for 6 months of it. And, going through a divorce and rebranding myself and reinventing the whole thing, it was great having him around over that period. And that's why I've asked him to be in the docu-mercial, because he's known me for 20 years. He knows when I came in as a manager and flipped to being a wrestler, he was there. We rode together. We drove together. We slept, we didn't sleep together, but... We've all heard the cookie story with Mick Foley, so, I ended up on the cot a lot, being the 35-year-old rookie. But either way, we are the big news is we will be flying into New York for some coaching, because we're going to be on the show The Doctors, which we go out and film that on the 20th, for a January inspirational weight loss. That's what they're calling this theme that they're doing. And Arthur and I are both going to be flying out to be on The Doctors, which is a daytime television show. For those of you who aren't around during the afternoon, it's huge for us. The Today Show is going to be coming to filming us on, him in Baltimore, me in Atlanta. you know, for their, you know, inspirational weight loss thing too, which to me is just like awesome. So get ready for Team DDP Yoga to blow up again.
Wow.
And yeah, it's going to be pretty crazy, you know. All that being said, I want to thank you, Sparky, for kicking us up there and taking the helm out there. How are you, Spark? What do you got going?
Not too much. I'm hanging in there. I came off of Thanksgiving good. I'm looking to make it to Christmas and hope the Mayans are full of shit then.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that. Because I was in Chicago for a show and a DDP Yoga workshop, and I had the afternoon off. And I'm a big stars person. Like, I love the planets and all, you know, the solar system. I'm fascinated by that stuff. One of my big time goals, and I've had it for over 15 years now, I want to have a 40-inch telescope, and I want to have a house that is away from the stars that I can have a planetarium in my total dream house. And
that's
a big time. That's like a fantasy dream. But then again, being a three-time world champion or a one-time world champion was a total fantasy dream at one time. But I went over there, and I went to a bunch of different, you know, movies that they do in, you know, in their planetarium sky, and I walked into this one guy who's an astronomer. Is that what they're called, astronomers, right? And and this guy was like, you know, Hawking smart. And the people that were asking all the questions, they were all equally, you know, totally geeked out, friggin' ridiculously smart, like way over my head. But I did say, so I asked the question, tell me about 2012. Will the planets be aligned? And he had a little chuckle, and he said, no. He said, what a lot of people don't realize about the Mayans, and he could be totally wrong, but he is a guy who studies space. It isn't some freak in the Inquirer or trying to get somebody to make a movie about 2012. He said the Mayans had a calendar that started and ended. They had a bunch of calendars, he said, but one of them started and ended every 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the end of that cycle. And if you come, I don't know if I mentioned the retreat. I started to mention that. I think I got sidetracked by ADD. If you are thinking about coming to the retreat, if you just saw a DDP Yoga retreat extravaganza, better get pretty quick. We don't have that many more rooms left, and it's going to be a total extravaganza. You know, we work out really hard. We eat really good, healthy, but it tastes amazing. The food's all 5-star restaurants, and then we party. And you know, I just found out that even Jake wants to come, and I said, dude, a lot of people be partying down there drinking. He goes, I can party. He goes, I ain't drinking. He goes, I can party. I take my animal abuse every day. So, you know, we'll see about that. You know, I said, you got to go a little farther, bro, before we make that move. But either way, that retreat is a hell of a great time. And, you know, if you just become a part of the program, you know, I know we just signed up another, how many more people have signed up on there, Robert? Do we got another 1,500, 2,000 more people?
Well, since last week, yeah, we were almost 1,000.
We got another 1,000. So are we over 12,000 yet, or is that just on the Facebook DDP Yoga?
Yeah, that's on the Facebook. Yeah, we're almost at 12,000 on Team DDP Yoga, which is, you know, insane because not everybody who buys the program signs up.
Yeah, right, absolutely. But, yeah, you know, we got an amazing group of people out, you know, there. So if you're listening and you haven't gone to TeamDDPYoga.com, you know, it's part of the program. So it's really an amazing group of people who really try to help each other. Speaking of that, I want to welcome the lovely Stacy. How are you tonight, baby?
I am doing great, DDP.
So you did that nice little thing on Jake, huh? How long did you interview him before you got all you needed?
You know, he was surprisingly talkative. We had a nice conversation, and I learned things about him that I never would have guessed. But you keep topping yourself with inspirational success stories, so I can't wait to hear him talk tonight.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. Robert, do we have our guest on the line?
I just called Steve. I've been trying to nail him down to find out what's going on.
There's a little bit of pandemonium in the house. you know, just with it, this first time ever, I've got Christmas decorations up, and I've got about half of them. I'm always full up and loaded by Thanksgiving, but I got a tree up for the last 6 days. I've been going four of them. It doesn't have any lights on it yet. So, you know, and bottom line is, hopefully I'll get that all done soon and have that all rocked. Robert, you trying to call? No, you're trying to call Steve. Hold on a second. Hey, Steve! Steve! How's that call? How's that?
Don't need a microphone in the house.
I tried the same thing, but he didn't hear me.
No, you're trying to call me. I'm on Steve's phone.
Oh, my God.
So I hear someone go to call in. I just hit ignore. Then I realize I'm in the door, that's you. So I say I'm sure he'll be on his way to coming on. Robert, I'm going to put my message thing on there. Are you you live right now? Okay, so just hit me up with the message when you know that we're live here. What else do we have to talk about before Jake comes on? I think that's everything. Is there anything you want to get out there, Robert, that we want to tell anybody?
Have we made a decision on the Warrior of the Month?
Oh, God. I knew it was something we had to do today. Oh, man. Yeah, I got a couple of people here. It's such a tough decision. I want to straight this over to Sparky and Stacy at one point here after I get it up and get it rolling. We start asking questions, and I'm going to go through that, and we'll have that by the end of the show. I'll definitely do that. Why don't you text Billy and tell him to let everybody know that Jake's going to be coming on and that we are live on DDP Radio and that we will be picking the Warrior of the Month. You what? Okay, cool. All right, I want to, without further ado, I want to bring on, want to give him a little build-up here first. When I was a fan, like, you know, for so many years, like so many people out there who are listening, I actually, there's a reason why I want to speak at Tony Robbins' events, because it was Tony who at one point grabbed me because I sort of clicked
through
him. Say what?
Can you hear the show, though? Yeah.
Can you hear me? Hey, Jake, wait till I introduce you. Wait till I introduce you, okay?
Okay.
Bottom line is, I got those Tony Robbins tapes, and instead, hey, Ryan, Steve, I got those Tony Robbins tapes, and one of the things that they said on those tapes that he had said was, if you want to follow a dream or achieve a goal, he said, find someone who does what you're doing, and not steal their stuff, but take what they do and make it your own. So when I was trying to become a wrestler and make that transfer over, when I was trying to be a better interviewer, as an interviewer, I studied Dusty Rhodes. I studied superstar Billy Graham. I studied Macho Man. And I studied Jake Roberts. When it came to working in the ring, who did I want to most resemble? I studied Terry Funk. I studied Randy Savage. I studied Curt Hennig. But most of all, I studied Jake Roberts because there was just so many things that he did that I felt like, wow, that's what I want to do. And when Jake came in, actually, I met Jake at my nightclub in Fort Myers, Florida, before I was ever Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestling manager. And then later on, when he came by the club again, I was now Diamond Dallas Page, the wrestling manager, and we already knew each other from the club, and so we started our friendship way back then. We're talking like over 20 years ago. And then when you know, I'd see Jake from time to time, either coming through the club or catch him on the road. But where we really bonded was when he came into WCW and he finally had a great deal. And it looked like everything was going to be right on track for Jake Roberts. Bill Watts came in, and next thing you know, he killed Jake's deal. And what happened, he still was going to work the road. He still stayed because it hadn't only gone away completely then. but he was still working when one night, I'll tell that story in a minute. The bottom line is, from that one night that me, Kevin Nash, and Jake Roberts were together, car broke down on I-10. I'll get into that story in a little bit. Our friendship started to bond, and then I tore my rotator cuff. Very few guys called me when I was hurt. Jake was one of them. We bonded through that period. He ended up staying and living with me in Kimberly for 3 months. We'll tell some of those stories. But over that next couple of years, I could bring my matches to him in Lawrenceville and sit down, and he'd smoke a cigarette, and he would say, "Oh, I like that. Oh, that was good. Why the hell would you do that?" You know, the bottom line is he taught me a lot. He was, besides Dusty Rhodes, he is my biggest mentor. And that's why we are where we are today, which we'll get into in detail. But before I go any further, I say a lot of people, they want to hear what he's got to say. This guy is one of my closest friends and has been for over 20 years. And I couldn't be more proud of him than I am today because of the journey that he's on. Welcome, Jake the Snake Roberts. How are you, bro?
I'm doing great, man. I didn't realize it'd been 20 years, so Christ, you think I'd learn by now. No, man. You know it's wonderful. Wonderful.
I'm going to open the lines up pretty quickly.
Sure.
So you guys know, and we're going to cut this off. We're going to cut the lines off around 10:15 because we're normally supposed to go till 10:00, but we're going to run it later, and we'll try to get everybody's questions in. So before we do, though, I want to give you a little background on what we're doing. The number to call in is 347-994-1216. That's 347-994-1216. If you got a question for me or Jake, try to keep them just mostly towards Jake. If you got something for me, I'll be more than happy to answer it. We got plenty of other nights we can do that. If you've got questions in the chat room and you're afraid to call in, just text right to chat right to Stacy. She'll write them down and she'll run those questions by Jake for you. And they can do with anything from wrestling to the health to where he's at today to whatever the deal is. We're pretty open here. If we think you're an asshole, we'll just cut you off. So
that part.
Raise your eyes. So I got to tell this story. The first night that Jake and I really bonded, Kevin Nash and I were tag team partners, and we were the jabroni boys. We were at the bottom of the card. Me and Kevin Nash were the curtain jerkers, and Rick Rude wanted to get his car. I think it was like a 67 Impala. It was mint condition. Do you remember that, Jake? Do you remember that night?
I remember that sweet car, man. I cannot believe I got in with you, but yeah, I remember it.
So,
and then it got worse.
So Jake's in the back seat, you know, 6'6", you know, 245, 250 pounds. Kevin's in the front seat, you know, 6'10", you know, 300 pounds. I'm about 245, 6'4", in the front. We're driving down the road, and there's a stretch leaving Jacksonville. When you go down I-10, there's no lights. There's no anything. And it is pitchy. It's exactly where I would love to build my house for my planetarium because there's no light. And that's where you see the best stars. So the bottom line is we're driving down the road, and I'm just talking. I go, "Wow, man, this car runs unbelievable. It's like a brand-new car." I go, "Feel this AC." I go, "It's freaking pumping." You know, and we got some beers in the char. We're just going down the road. Not that we advocate drinking and driving, but that was 20 years ago. Bottom line is, at some point, the red light, the generator, and you people who drive those new cars, you don't know about cars from the 60s, had a generator light. And when that light came on, that meant the car shut off. So I'm driving down the road, and that light comes on. I go, "What the F?" And I go, "The car just shut off." Jake goes, "Stop screwing around, Dallas. Just keep driving." He goes, "Dude, I'm telling you, the car just went off." So you could turn the car on and off while you're moving. I turned on, start turning up, and go, "Wow, that was weird." We drove a little farther. Lights came on again. Car shuts down, and we're shut down on the side of a road. There ain't nobody 20 miles. And
God, it was brutal. We didn't have enough beer for one, you know. And none of us are mechanics. We can put gas in one, put oil in it, and turn the wheel. That's about it.
So Jake starts, we're there for like, I don't know, about an hour trying to hitchhike. Who's going to pick up 6'4", 6'6", and 6'10"? That ain't happening. So Jake starts off walking. Now, what caused you just to start walking into the darkness?
I was an idiot. We were running out of beer, and I just said, I don't know what else to do, but, you know, thank God those drinking days are gone, man, because that was some stupid shit for me to walk off like that.
But we had something.
I mean, it was just like, what, 2 o'clock in the morning by then.
Did you remember what happened then?
I don't remember anything from those years, man. Are you kidding? I'm thankful, too.
Here's what happened. I thought you'd remember that. Stupid me.
No, is there a good ending? Tell me there's a good ending.
Yes.
If not, I'm going to have to change my underwear or something.
It's awesome. This is awesome. Jake takes off, and Kev goes, where the hell did he go? I go, I don't know. So we're sitting there for like, I don't know, an hour or so, and here comes Jake rolling up with a tow truck. He found those little boxes that had the phone in it.
That's right. That's right.
And friggin' he brings them back. He brings us. Next thing you know, we're getting towed out of there at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
In the meantime, this old redneck, this old boy, he's got 20 people waiting at his house to get pictures with Jake the Snake Roberts and 2 other jabroni wrestlers. Me and Nash would laugh about that for years after we made it. Because think about those people pictures, you know. You know, for you, you were the man. We were nobody.
Yeah, I was wishing I wasn't.
Well, you don't even
sometimes you get into a situation like that, and it can be great. But boy, I tell you, that guy, if I remember right, he had summer teeth. Some were there, some weren't, and he wasn't the pick of the litter. And nobody at that house was the sharpest knife in the drawer either. But yeah, you know, we should be very thankful we got picked up, because man, I remember that next day. We were all physically just dead.
Yeah, brutal.
Man, worn out.
Well, the bottom line is, from there, that was really the beginning of our friendship. And when I tore my rotator cuff and WCW let me go, Jake had called me up and to check on me. And, you know, next thing you know, I knew he could help me and I could help him. He wasn't living at home at that time. And
Marriott.
The Marriott.
Yeah, that was my home, the Marriott. At least the bar was closed. It was downstairs. And food was good, but it wasn't cheap.
Yeah, bottom line is living on the road, that'll do that to you. You know, bottom line is that, you know, out of that, you know, he would bust my chops. I don't want to spoil any of the stories because we've been filming a lot of them for the resurrection of Jake the Snake. And let's fast forward. A lot of people know about you know, your career, and they're probably coming on at 347-994-1216. If you want to ask Jake some questions here, we got 5 callers online.
Cool.
I'm going to get to them in just a minute. Jake, let's bring people up to where you are now.
Sure.
How we got to where we are. When me and you first got together, where were you at? Where what was your...
Well, when you called me on the phone and we were talking about, you know, how you doing all this, of course, at the time I was still, you know, paying my dues to the devil, if you want to. I mean, bottom line is alcohol and cocaine was what's keeping me going. I was in a very, very dark place, man. You didn't know how bad it was. For some time until you finally came out there. But when you called me on the phone, he was like, hey, man, how you doing? I was like, yeah, I'm okay. I got this problem with my hands curling up and stuff, and my toes, and I keep breaking my toes when I try to walk. And, you know, smoothing it over from what it really was, as bad as it sounds. And, of course, I didn't bring up the addiction or anything, what he was doing, stomping a hole in me. But, you know, Dallas, you called me, man, and I just out now lied to you and said, yeah, I'm okay, man, blah, blah, blah. And you said something about how much you weighing now. And I told you it's over 300. You're like, my God, you can't get that big, man. That'll kill you. I'm like, yeah, well, So, you know, that was my attitude. And then you told me how to not eat certain things, to try to back off the dairy, which was tough for me because, you know, my nightly thing, man, was after all that alcohol and the crap, was eating something and then finishing off about 2 a.m. with a big bowl of ice cream and apple pie or cob or something like that. And he told me, you know, if you would just lose some of the weight, you'll start feeling better. Well, basically, I just agreed with you, Dallas. Now, you might as well hear this from me. Just to get you off the damn phone and get you out of my ass. You know, I was like, yeah, this guy, he's doing so good and it sucks. You know, because, hey, I'm telling you, it's tough, man. You, when you're down and out, you look around at people and you go, son of a bitch, what did I do wrong? And you know what you did wrong, okay? I'm not an idiot. I know what I did wrong, and I was still doing it. So when you threw that out there, it was sort of a challenge for me. And out of boredom, and I was probably low on money for drugs anyway, so I backed off and started eating better and less. No more pie and ice cream. And, you know, I didn't really do that much, man. And within like 2 weeks, I'd lost like 8 pounds, 9 pounds. I'm like, holy crap. And then a couple more weeks went by, and now all of a sudden I'm 27 pounds down. And, you know, that's when I was out, like, I'd go out for a walk or something. And if you don't believe it, man, I'll tell you what you do. You put 20 pounds in your pockets and go outside and run around your house 3 times. And you tell me you're not winded. Well, I dropped 20 pounds. So I was feeling better. Didn't really realize it. But I was, and what they should do first thing in this world is get rid of stretch pants and sweatpants, because you don't realize how big you're getting until it's too damn late. You know, you really don't. And you know, you just keep putting them on. You say, well, my pants fit. Well, yeah, my God, they'll go up to size 50. What do you expect? But the weight was coming off, and I'm like, damn, this ain't so bad, man. You know, hell, I'm not. I was eating better food than I was whenever I didn't. So it's like, man, this food tastes better. I feel better in the morning. Crap, what's going on here? And that's when you called and said you wanted to come down, man. And that was tough for me, Dallas, having you come to that shithole I was living in. And it was embarrassing, man. It was hard for me. Shame myself. And shame is just another tool of addiction. Shame is something you have to do to yourself. Dallas, you can't shame me. I have to accept that and do that my damn self. And that's just what, you know, that's what your body and mind will do to you when you're down. It wants to keep you down because it's comfortable there. It's comfortable you using drinking and just being a loser. So when you came there, man, it was tough. Then you bring this damn camera guy in. I'm like, holy shit, I don't want my house, this place shown. This is embarrassing. I'm supposed to be Jake the Snake, you know. And there was a little pride left, not much. But again, that's just a tool of the addiction, man, blasting at me. So I figured that as soon as this jerk leaves, I'll go get high and I have a reason to do it. It ain't my fault. Well, that's just what drugs do to you, man. And it uses everything against you. And you came in and you seen what kind of shape I was in and seen how I had to get up out of a chair with help. And you had me get down on the floor and do a little bit and, hell, what, 3 or 4 minutes, I'm like, enough of this shit, man. It's hurting me. And that's when you cooked me breakfast, and we ate, and something happened during that breakfast. It's like, you know, Jake, do not let this sumbitch walk out of here without fighting. And I don't know where it come from, man. I guess what little warrior I had left in me or whatever spoke up. Maybe it's just God saying, man, this is your last straw, man. You better reach out and grab this because it was a gift, man. And you know, I've got my relationship with the Lord, man. You know, it's not what everybody might do or want, but me and him are pretty tight. And I get pretty angry at him sometimes, man. I've said some horrible things to him. But I know that this has been a gift because that day I was able to pull up something from the depths of my rear end and say, hey, man, let's finish this damn workout. And it kind of freaked me out that I did it. And then my damn sure freaked me out when he got through with me because my damn nuts were in a sack over in a corner and I was huffing and puffing like I hadn't huffed and puffed in years. And I was shaking, man. I was just really shaking, and muscles freaking out and stuff. I mean, if it hadn't hurt so bad, it'd been funny. But something did pop in me that day, and you left and told me to keep at it, and that if I drop another 20, that you want me to come out to Georgia. And you know, for once in my life, when it come down to the nuts and bolts of making something happen, I reached out and did the right thing, folks. No doubt in my mind that I was headed to dying, and dying soon. The sooner the better is what I felt. I mean, it's pretty sick whenever you get jealous when you hear that somebody, you know, has done themselves in. And the situation with Mike Graham just made me sick, so sick, man, that Mike had done that to himself. You know, his father, who I respected and still do, I respect and love so much, who helped me so much in wrestling. What a mind. And for him to do the same damn thing, that was my make or break day. And here's one for you, folks. He leaves, and then I start really getting serious about this stuff, you know. So I start stripping this weight off. I'm jerking this stuff off by the handfuls. And he calls me and says, "What do you weigh?" I tell him, he goes, "Oh, my God, Steve's going to be pissed because he didn't film you." He said, we got to get this shit on film. Quit losing weight. What did you get to Atlanta? I'm like, wait a damn minute. What the hell's going on here? Sure, I'll get some ice cream. Then what happened? I go to get a damn milkshake, and I drink the damn stuff, and it makes me sick because this son of a bitch has ruined my life. I mean, I should sue his ass. I mean, I couldn't believe that milkshake made me sick. But that should tell you something. And it told me something. And maybe I was on the right track, because we all know that you shouldn't drink a damn milkshake with French fries and call that a meal. That's common sense. But yet, you let yourself do that. And it's a choice. And finally, somebody snuck in and hammered me in the back of the head without me even knowing they were in the house. And they got my attention. And I'm hooked on it, man. I'm hooked on living right now, man. And I have nobody to thank but Dallas, man. And, you know, I've always loved the dude. And, I mean, I know his wife hates me over the cat thing and the snake. But, you know, we'll get to that later. I'm scared of that woman. My God, she's a beautiful woman. I wouldn't close my eyes around that woman for nothing, man. Because I know she wants to cut my nuts off. You know, for that snake getting loose in her house. And I just took off. I took off because I was scared. We'll get to that anyway. Getting on this program is being pure hell at times. Making stuff move that has not moved in 10 or 15 years. My toes were all messed up. And my hands, which I couldn't open anymore. Tendon problems, and they tell me I had too many head shots. That's the reason. Imagine me getting hit in the head. I don't believe it. Anyway, that was part of my problem. But the biggest problem was immobility. I wasn't doing nothing, man. I was sitting in a chair, rolled over, giving up, you know, tapped out, whatever you want to call it, taking the chicken shit way out, man. And now to come this far, to be 46 pounds gone. And, I mean, I don't hope when you say this on the radio, tell me if I can. And this might be a little risque, but okay, I'll tell it anyway. And Dallas can yell at me later. He's trying to correct my English. I was taking a shower the other day, you know, and I looked down. My God, I've never seen that toe, you know. And I thought I had six toes, but then I really got to look at it and found out, damn, that's your penis, man. You haven't seen it in a long time, you know. And I was glad to see it. I think somebody took part of it, because as I remember, it was much more to it than that. But, you know, I'm seeing things I haven't seen in a while. And I can look, I can bend down and touch the floor, man. I'm getting my mobility back in my hands. My strength's coming back in my chest and my shoulders. Even though we had to go see a doctor and have him check it out and x-ray it, Dallas, is, you know, that's what pisses me off sometimes. Somebody's just too smart for me. You know, he's got some things he has problems with, like we all do, you know, because we're not from the computer generation. You know, thank God for Steve, because he's a lifesaver around here, man. That guy's a saint, but a blessing, unbelievable. But, Dallas, you know, he's got physical problems too, and but he's smart. He doesn't, you know, do a drug and say, okay, that's it, man. I'm high. I'm good. Doesn't hurt. Let's go on. Let's go on. Well, that's what I did. That's what I did for years, man. When I messed my neck up, I should have been in the hospital right away. I wrestled for another year and a half for that stupid stuff going on. I medicated myself to hell and back, you know, doing cocaine all day and taking the pain pills all day long, chewing them up like candy, which I just found out earlier that you're not supposed to chew that stuff up. It's time released. Well, my idea was it's time for the shit to quit hurting, you know. And so that's the way I attacked things. Well, Dallas is a lot wiser than me, and, you know, he goes the smart way, and he investigates things, and he sees the good and the bad, and then he makes his decision, you know. I just kind of jump in the damn water without seeing how deep it is. And so it's been an unbelievable blessing for me, and I just want everybody out there to know this, that I'm not through yet, you know. Y'all done pissed me off. Y'all done aggravated me. Dallas is nagging my ass off. But he keeps giving me that love, man. You know? And I'm learning how to be a man again. Something I've never been, really. You know, I've got 8 children and never was a father, a dad. You know, I was there for the initial contact. I was gone down the road, man. Lost in bullshit. Lost in a dream gone bad. And to come here and be involved in this and learn more about my body, learn that it can be fixed, man. You don't have to be done with life yet. And there's so many things that you need to do to get to where you want to be. I mean, it took me 57 years to screw up my body like this. So I know it's not going to be fixed in 15 minutes. You know, so there is a lot of work, but the things that I can do now that I couldn't do 4 months ago, man, are you kidding? And the greatest thing that I can do that I could not do 4 months ago for a long time was have a good dream, man, to have a fresh dream that had a positive spin to it, that, you know, Jake's crossing the finish line in first place, man, and Jake's having his hand raised in victory, and then, you know, Thanksgiving, man, I talked to 3 of my kids, and they said, Dad, you know, we watched you for a long time, and we love you, and what you've done, we're so proud of you, what you did in wrestling. But, Dad, we're more proud of you right now than we've ever been in our lives, man. And just me saying that makes my eyes water up, and so, yeah, man, I don't mind crying, man, because it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a sweet thing. But to wake up and go outside and get in that damn hot tub we got here, which will blow you right back out of the damn water. Now it's got all these super jets and stuff. Man, I mean, you got to hold on to stuff, man. You know, and it'll pump you right out. But I need that to break up all these deposits and stuff that are in my feet and my back and my hip, right, the hip replacement, my neck from having the 2 discs removed. You know, this isn't a brand new piano, man, but it can still play a damn good tune if I just take care of it. And to wake up each morning and be blessed with another day of trying to get better and see what that dream will give me. Man, I'm getting proud again, man. I'm getting proud. And I have one person to thank for, man.
Hey, bro.
And it's safe. That's it. That's hey, where I'm at. Now, the rest of you stupid stuff is what y'all's problem, because y'all ain't got nothing to do but get better. If I can do it, you can do it. If Arthur can do it, we can all do it. You know?
So let's bring on some callers.
Sure.
First caller, he's been one of our warriors of the month. He's a special guy here. His name is Boomer. Boomer, you on there, bro?
Hey, yeah, I am on here. How you doing?
Where the hell are you? Where are you from? North America?
Oh no, I'm from up by Philly. I'm up in
Philly.
Africa.
Well,
yeah, I'm actually from Philly.
You're not from New Jersey, are you, man?
No, I'm not from New Jersey. That's Dallas's part.
Weird people come out of New Jersey.
Yeah,
that's
Dallas's part. I'm from Philly. I'm actually from right where Rocky comes from. Except he comes from New Jersey, but yeah. I'm right in Philly, Kensington. But actually, what I called in for was my computer broke first, so I couldn't get in the chat room. And I just want to say, I'm praying for you. That's it. I'm just praying for you. I heard what you said on that moment of clarity. What I call that, well, what a lot of people call it, we just call that the God-given moment of sanity. When we just, you know, when God just gives us that one moment of sanity to make a decision to, you know, to change our lives. And I know the struggles you've been through, because myself, I've been through them myself, and it took me 10 years of going in and out of the rooms to get sober. And I mean, people gave me, back then, they used to give out these white chips and red chips and blue chips, and I collected them. I could play poker with so many chips, going in and out. And, you know, and then finally, one time, God just gave me that one moment where I was able to make the decision I wanted to get fixed. And I know you can do it. But the one question, you know, one thing I always pray for you about, you're, you know, being a celebrity. I know how hard it is for the average person to do it. And so what I wonder is, you know, with some of Dallas's contacts or some of your contacts, I would think for you, you know, maybe you could find some meetings where it's some people from Hollywood or from your walk of life, from wrestling or from sports or something, where you're not the spotlight of the room, because that's so hard. I couldn't imagine, you know, where you're walking into a room. But I'll let you talk. Sorry.
The anonymity thing is what you deal, you know, when you go in there. But I found out a long time ago it doesn't work like that. But I'll tell you what point I've come to with that situation. I'm not there for anything other to get better and to stay sober.
That's good.
You know, and if you can't do it in front of a few people just because they, we call it marking out or whatever, they want to meet Jake the Snake, then how the hell am I going to do it every day the rest of my life?
Yeah.
You know, I just got to let that run out my ear and go on down the street. But a lady told me something in my last meeting, which just makes a lot of sense to me. See if it does to you. We come into this life, we're all cucumbers, you know? We're all cucumbers. But at some point, somebody dips that cucumber in some vinegar and stuff, and it pickles your ass. Well, here's the sad news. For those of us like myself, and it sounds like with you, we can't go back from being pickled, brother. Once pickled, we're always pickled.
That's right.
No? Can't get straight. We're not unfortunate. We just have a different deck of cards to play with. And let me ask you something, man. You said that moment of clarity. I understand that. Was the the want and the need and the smell and the taste of alcohol taken out of you at that moment?
No, it wasn't automatic. Trust me. That's what I want. That's another thing. Dallas had said that you want to go to that. To that thing, I'm not gonna tell you. You'll talk to your sponsor about that. But I will tell you this: I got out of rehab right before Memorial Day, and my brother-in-law he throws these real big parties in Philly, and I wanted to go. I wanted to go to this Memorial Day party, but I knew everybody in my family would be drinking. There'd be all this booze there and everything, and I just wanted to go. You know, it's my family. And I asked my sponsor. He had 25 years sober, and I said, you know, should I go? And he's like, no, man, you shouldn't go. He said, if you do go, take somebody with you. I said, well, you know, how about you? He said, I ain't going over. He was like 55 at the time. I was like 30. And he said, I ain't going. I got my own damn party to have in my house. So anyway, I did take somebody. It was, you know, I did take somebody from I got sober at a clubhouse. And I took somebody from the clubhouse with me. And we ended up staying there three minutes. And I had to get my ass out of there and to a meeting. And you're lucky that I was in Philadelphia. There's meetings, probably just like Atlanta, there's meetings all hours of the day. So my advice, I'm not going to give you advice, but I would say your sponsor's advice maybe would be take somebody down there with you, you know, or you know, I don't know. That would be my advice. Any situation you're in, that are, you know, your first year or something. Because I had to go to meetings almost 24 hours a day sometimes in my first 3 years. That addiction, you know, it's tough. That's just my personal experience.
So the amount of one rehab, and I had my crack.
I was in four rehabs, and then my last rehab was where I got sober. But I was in four rehabs per day.
But me, man, it felt really strange because I don't have a desire like I used to have. I don't have it's not in my mouth anymore. I went into a pub when I was on the road to eat. with the other couple in Las Vegas, of all places. I mean, that's how far I've tested it. I'm not testing it. I'm just doing my life and doing my job. But whenever I go to war, man, I don't walk in there by myself with no armor on, you know?
Well, you know, I don't have a desire. If I go out to Outback, or if I go to a bar, my wife, like, me and my wife go to a restaurant that has a bar in it, and I'm taking her out to dinner for a legitimate thing, I don't have a desire. But when I thought of going to Dallas's thing, because I want to go there too. I mean, I want to go, you know, but my wife doesn't want to go. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just go alone. And then I thought, no, I would never go anyplace alone without my wife to be there with me, so we could do other things while everybody else is drinking, you know, because she's my person now. You know, she's the person I can grab onto and say, let's go do this while they're all doing that. So, I mean, so I don't have a desire every day. It's not like I have a desire every day. But I have a little bit of time, you know, so.
We'll cross that bridge when we get to Boomer, but I do appreciate
Can I say one more thing? Can everybody in this chat room please pray for Crystal, our other warrior? She needs our prayers, so just everybody say a prayer for Crystal Stewart, and that's all I have to say, and thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Boop.
All right, okay. Thanks.
Our next call, we got Michael on the line. Is this Mullins?
How we doing, Jake?
Pretty good. Yourself?
Yeah, not too bad. Not too bad at all. Hey, I had a question for Jake, and I also have one for you, Dallas, real quick. After this show is over, can you do, like, iTunes and download this onto, like, your smartphone?
Yes, that'll be available. That'll go up tomorrow morning. It should be available by tomorrow afternoon or the following morning.
Excellent, because I would like to have this if that was okay. I would like to have this.
Yeah, I'd love you to have it.
Absolutely. Jake, I'd like to tell you something real quick, and then I have one question. I just want you to know that I've been a fan of yours for a good while, and, you know, through thick and thin, I just want you to know I've always been there for you. I don't care what it is, you know, you're always going to have at least one fan, and it'll be me.
It's okay, bro. Thanks
for calling in, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Definitely, anybody who's listening to this, anybody can load down the program, just like Robert said. Let's go to, before we go any more, Stacey, do you have any people in the chat room got any questions?
Yeah, I do have a couple questions from people for Jake. The first one is, who came up with the Ricky the Dragon Steamboat program, and what is your favorite career moment so far?
Well, the Steamboat thing was a gentleman, oh my gosh, Dallas, what was that guy's name? He was in the Carolinas. He was the booker for Vince up there in the beginning. Oh my gosh. I'll think of it in 30 minutes. We'll have to get back to you with that name. It was their idea. They came to me with it and wanted the DDT on the floor, which I said, man, if I do that, it'll kill a guy. And they really wanted that. And I just told Steamboat, really, it can't be done. And he said, man, would you please do it? Because I owe this guy, because that guy given Steamboat the break in Charlotte. And I said, man, it can't be done, man. If I do it, it's gonna bust you up, man. And, of course, I was right. I remember that night trying to pick Steamboat up, and he was just dead, man. I mean, he was just a lump of nothing. And that almost hurted myself trying to get this son of a bitch back in the ring. But whenever I came in the ring and they were coming down to check on him, that guy was one of the first in the ring. And I remember, and if you go back and watch that film, you'll see me pointing at this guy, and I'm telling him, dude, I told you I would kill the son of a bitch doing this. And here, it's your fault. You live with it. And I was scared, man, because I thought Steamboat, I thought he was dead, man. I mean, it busted him up, man. I mean, it took 2 weeks for his eyes to turn black. And Richard Steamboat, I had the ultimate respect for because he's such a lovely human being. And someday when I grow up, hopefully I'll be like a little bit of him and a little bit of Dallas.
Okay, that's awesome. What's next? By the way, we're no more callers. We've got seven callers. We're going to get to you all.
Please try to keep them a little bit short because we know it's already 10 o'clock and we want to get everybody through. But one other question, no more questions either, Stacey. You have that people called in for? What else do you have?
Andy Fields would like to know how many workouts you and Louie do a day.
Enough.
Boy, it really depends. We sometimes, when Dallas isn't here, we have a good fellow friend of ours, another wrestler, Glacier. He helps us. And or we put the video on. You know, DDP, he's videos, and we follow those. But then some days, and that's when Dallas comes back off the road, and he's got a little edge to him because evidently we got a damn spy in this house that tells on us. Bring it up. That or the camera, I don't know about. Well, there's cameras everywhere here. But anyway, Dallas comes back, got a little edge to him because Mama Steve's been telling on us. It's all built up. And Dallas is glad to be home, but he's a little bit ticked because maybe we should have done something a little different because it's a learning process for Louie and I. You know, Louie's got his issues, I've got my issues, and Dallas has got a hell of a task in front of him. But, you know, those workouts aren't 20, 30 minutes. Those are this one today was 55 minutes, and it was brutal. And, in fact, Glacier, Dallas, not yet. Because usually whenever Dallas gets through with me and Louie, him and Glacier will do an extra 15 minutes, you know, special stuff. Because Glacier, you know, he's light years ahead of me. Someday I hope to be there. I hope I'm never where Dallas is. Because, Jesus Christ, I wouldn't know. I get up in trouble. But Glacier came in case. I was waiting for Dallas to ask me if I wanted to do an extra 15 because I was going to tell him, hell no. So now you know, Dallas, he was bailing on your ass today.
Yeah.
Because what a surprise. Just, bro, you all of our asses. I promise I'll be good, Daddy.
And you got anything else there, Stace?
Yeah, well, I have a two-parter. This kind of relates to a question I had for Jake, but somebody out there wanted to know, this is for you, Dallas, what is the bigger culprit in dairy? Is it casein or lactose? And Jake, how have you been able to deal with your downfall foods? I know you told me that you're gluten and dairy free, and how's that going?
Well, let me say I don't know enough about that to really, like Terry Lang, she could really break it down for you. I just know how I feel. And it took me a long time to say, I'm going to do this, but my body. And this is why I know Jake. I'm watching him get so much stronger. That first day that we got together, he was already down to 10 pounds or 9 pounds, whatever it was, and he was already feeling difference in his body, but he couldn't go from standing to the floor and to the floor to standing without grabbing and moving, and I had to show him how to use his body to start to strengthen his core. Today, he's a whole different animal, but he's still got a long way to go. But my point is the inflammation that dairy causes, that wheat causes. When I took it out finally after 53 years, and it's been out of me for over 3 years now, I can't even explain. I'm 20 years younger. And that's why I'm, you know, just little things with Jake, like, you know, don't do that, do this. Don't eat this, try that. Like Jake, we were just talking about tonight, how good are those that I make? How good are those gluten-free brownies that I make?
I would love to have one right now, so once you get off this damn radio, make me some.
they're amazing. But now, USS, I don't know enough. I just don't work for me.
What works is I leave Reese's peanut butter cups alone because every now and then I get a craving, and I don't know if it's because of, you know, doing without the cocaine and doing without the alcohol. You got to remember, you know, I'm like a baby right now, you know, and I know that, and I'm having to listen, and a lot of this stuff, I'm having to write it down, because if I don't write it down, I don't remember it, and I hate doing that, because it always gives me something to go back to and find out the truth. Sometimes I can claim, well, I can't get it if I wrote it down, I should have looked, but that's going with this, is I want to write it down now, because I want to remember, because I am feeling better, I am getting stronger, and yes, where's those brownies at, man?
What's in those brownies?
Well, it's not pot. I'll tell you that.
It's a simple mix. Anybody can do it. Those namaste brownies, they're amazing. Before I go to the last, until I get to the last, I got seven guys online. I'm going to get to you all. Sparky, do you have any questions for Jake before I hit on these guys here?
I was just going to say, man, it's great that you're here and a part of the community, man. I think people are loving it, and your story's awesome. If you just, for people who are down and out, they got to believe in themselves first. Like, you know, what would you tell people who are listening who need to take the first step to start believing in themselves?
Just simply close your eyes and imagine if you still dream. If you can still dream. Because, I mean, I got to the point I wasn't dreaming no more. You know, it was all bad stuff. And imagine what you'd really like to do, what you'd really like. If you can't pull it out from there, man, then, man, God help you that comes along, or someone comes along like Dallas that reaches out to you, or just be wild and daring enough to say, you know, this shit ain't working for me. I got to try something else. And that's what Dallas pointed out to me. His brother, 57 years, and look where you're at. Why don't you try something different? Okay. So I think the biggest thing is you have to be willing, man. And, in A, that you said, get to the bottom of the barrel, man, before they'll reach up and look for help. Well, I wasn't in the barrel no more, man. I was about 3 feet under it. And I just hope if you're out there and you're hearing this and you're struggling with the drugs and the alcohol and trying to get your body different, man, just close your eyes for a minute. Take a deep breath. When's the last time you smelled a flower, man, that smelled sweet? When's the last time you had a morning that you opened up your eyes and everything was alive around you? Well, that's what I'm seeing right now. I'm seeing stuff for the first time again. I'm hearing things again. Why? Because my mind's not caught up on thinking about how am I going to get my next fixed, how am I going to get my next drink, and I'm not all, you know, retaining all the fluids that I was. I'm not craving stuff. I just want to live. Live.
Wow.
That's all I want.
Mm-hmm.
Take that breath, man.
That's pretty damn good advice. And, you know,
that'd be awesome.
And right now, Sparky, you, Stacy, Doug, I mean, there's so many people that it's the whole community, the whole Team DDP Yoga thing that, you know, it's really amazing and how everyone helps each other. You know, there's so many. I mean, I can go on and on. I'm going to name you three because you were the guys who started here, like, were the first ones that were really there besides Robert and me, you know, and then just start to branch out because the more you help people, the more you learn. The more you learn, the better you get, the better you feel as a person. You know, I mean, Jake's inspiring people now, which if I would have told him that 5 months ago, he would have laughed his ass off at me. You know, but it's real. Let's get to our next call. We got seven more to get to.
Hey guys.
Hey,
how's it going?
Good.
No, we need to keep it short. I had a couple questions, but I'm going to keep it short. I just wanted to say that, you know, I've been a big-time fan of Jake's for a long time, just like with DDP. I watched wrestling since I was a kid and have really been into wrestling. And I just want to say how excited I am for you to be on this journey and that I know that you're going to inspire a lot of people. And I just want to thank you for, you know, not even just taking a step for yourself, but then also putting yourself out there that, you know, taking that extra step to show people the challenges that you're going through to inspire them, to show them that there's hope. And I'm just really excited for you.
You're thinking, and you're telling me this. And I just got to ask a question, everybody else. Listen, what if, I mean, I know it's a magical world, there's not a good news television, you know, why isn't there's not a good news television? What if all of us were turned to our left and turned to our right with open hands and pick somebody up off the ground, man, it's down, or need a little guidance? What's better would this world be, man?
Yeah, I totally feel you. I mean, I started my journey just almost 4 months ago, and I was very much in that place of no hope, and there were so many people, DDP and Slim and people that just reached out, and even today there's people that lift me up and help, and it's just you know, it's awesome, and it's great to see people like you that are, you know, doing that as well.
Hey, thanks for calling in, bro.
Talk to you guys later.
Take care, brother.
Next caller, we got the Boston Bad Boy. What's up, bro?
Hey, how's it going?
Lovely.
Yo, Jake, it's happy to see you here. Part of the team. Just wanted to welcome you myself and to say, man, it's really, really good to see you. You're still with us. You know, I told a lot of people that you were going to be doing this program with me, with us as a whole, and they all, their first reaction was they thought you were dead. So
yeah, most people.
I informed them, no, he's still alive and well. And you know, just the fact that you're here after the road that you've been down, you know, I had my demons, we all have our demons, man. You're here for a reason. You found Dallas for a reason, like so many of us. And I'm just real happy for you. Can't wait to see the end results.
You know, it really, it's, what is done, man, by putting on, be reaching out for me, him. It's not for him years ago, so it's wild.
Steve!
You're breaking up there. I wasn't making out what he was saying.
Yeah, he's starting to go a little bit.
Okay, go back, go back to where you were because this thing was breaking up
Whose question? I'm sitting in the same.
Of course you are.
You're sitting in the same spot. When I got hurt in the Marine Corps, I was pretty busted up. I was eating the painkillers like crazy. So I kind of know what you're going through right now. You're feeling between the cocaine and the pain pills, you're feeling more so. When people don't realize this unless they've been through it, you're feeling everything now. So your pain is probably triple than the average person. It does pass, and the best high that you're going to get from this is that endorphin rush. And that's what I'm
for. Oh, man, I got that from my kids at Thanksgiving when they told me they were proud of me, man. And just smelling life right now, I'm getting hot. You know, much cheaper, and it's a whole lot better for me.
Absolutely.
Right, Bad Boy. Thanks for calling in, bro. We got a couple more calls. We're trying to get here. Thanks for calling in, brother. Appreciate you, man.
No problem. Everybody, you have a great night. Jake, best of luck, brother. Take care of yourself.
Thank you.
Hey, Slick Nick, PDP, you there, bro?
Hey, how's it going, man? Yeah, what's going on, guys?
Good.
Hey, thanks. I just, you know, I know I got to keep it short. I just want to say hey to Dallas and Jake, and just Jake, you know, I'm a complete stranger, but one thing that we have in common is that you know, this DDP yoga has changed, you know, changed my life, you know, and it's so positive to listen to the show. Every week, and it's very positive this week to hear you on. And you know, we just there's a lot of us out here that, you know, we're just rooting for you, and we got your back, and just so happy to hear you happy. You know, so
I know that, guys. That's all I want to do.
Thank you. Right on, man. Right on. Well, you know, God bless.
Thanks for calling in, Nikki. Paul, you there, buddy?
Gentlemen.
Paul, you there?
Hello. I got a question for either Jake or Dallas. With a lot of the deaths of pro wrestlers under 50 being a pretty occurrence, mainly with the one I'm thinking about is Chris Benoit. How did that affect you or your thoughts on that?
Stadium. And me, he was a friend. He was a man. And the things that went on in that, only God knows. But that wasn't that I know. And I know something one of Dallas knew. So I was devastated and still am, as I am with each death, you know. The things that we put our bodies through and our minds through, I mean, like this guy in Kansas City, man, that killed his wife, a football player. You know, just because we're athletes don't mean we don't have real problems. There's a whole lot of problems in this world, you know, but they magnify because somebody knows they've been on television and all those guys are stars, so we're different. We're not different. In fact, we're worse than the normals. We're subject to so much more, and it's so much more is expected from us. When we fail, it tears our asses up. Nobody wants to fail a lot, but many people try. And that's all I'm saying, man. I just want to try just to make it.
Well, I'm absolutely thrilled that you're doing this, Jake, and I've been a longtime fan of yours, and you know, I got my fingers and toes crossed for you.
Thank you, bro. Thanks for calling in, bro. I really appreciate the support, bro.
Right, thanks, Dale.
We got Henry coming on in. I want everybody to know, if you're sticking around, and we'll let you know who the Warrior of the Month was for November. And I just want to let you know that, you know, they get the Manduka mat, the black mat. They get, you know, they get on the list for, besides being the Warrior of the Month, Warrior of the I guess it would be the fall. I guess it would be the fall we're doing instead of it'll take all the way from August, September, October, November, and December. We'll have one more month for the Warrior of the Month. And if you qualify for one of those spots, and some weeks, some months we put two people because it's been too hard to choose. If you qualify, win that Warrior of the Month, you will qualify here for a weekend to DDP's Accountability Crib. You'll get to spend the entire weekend. We will fly you in, put you up, work out with us, cook with us, eat with us, hang out. So it's a pretty big deal. But we don't pick that. That's going to be voted on by people. One-time vote. You can't throw $1,000 at anybody. It's a one-time vote. You get to pick it. You got to be a member of Team DDP Yoga to make to vote. You can't vote if you're outside of that. So you got to be part of the program. So thanks for everybody coming out to that. Then, can you hear me, Robert?
Yeah, you're breaking up just a tiny bit, but I can hear you.
Okay, well, I can't do anything about that. Steve will have it fixed by the next time we do this. Okay, is Henry next? Is that who's next?
That's right, Henry Dembski.
Hey, Steve, what's up, buddy?
Hey, guys, how you doing? Jake, a true honor to be able to talk to you tonight. I just really want to say tonight's special for me because, you know, I'm familiar with a lot of your background and kind of we have a lot of similarities. When I came to, you know, DDP Yoga, formerly YRG, I was somewhat of a broken person as well. Had lost my dad to 69 years old to alcoholism. I have a sick mom, dealing with numerous physical problems right now, systemic Achilles, torn meniscus, sacroiliac dysfunction, been in several car accidents. Been there and done that with the alcohol, with the drugs, all that stuff. So I really feel a kinship with you, and you're a true inspiration in what you're doing. And when you succeed, I feel like it gives me even extra motivation to make me want to succeed with what I want to do with DDP Yoga.
Well, I'd like for all of us to cross the finish line at the same time, man. I mean, because I know the pain and the shame that goes with it. But man, I want to taste some victory again, okay? I want to taste victory. I want everybody out there to be walking with me, man, or running with me, or crawling with me. Whatever we got to do, we can do it, man. If we just stick together, and it's not a situation of who's the toughest sumbitch out there. No, man, it's whatever you can give, man. Whatever you can give, give it all, though. Give it all.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, I know all about hating yourself and not caring if you wake up the next morning, and that's why it's so special to have you as part of this family. And you know, I just want to let you know, if you ever need a ear or anything, you know, I'm here for you, and this is one hell of a supportive family, and I owe everything to Dallas and all these people with DDP Yoga, the family.
I appreciate you, Ramson. Where did you go?
You still, is everybody still connected?
I am.
Yeah, well, I just got totally out. I'm back again. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you. Yeah.
Yeah, we broke up with you on you a little bit there, Henry. I'm sorry, but thank you for calling in, bro.
Yeah, I totally went out at the end there. I don't know. Henry, thanks so much for calling in. I've been with Henry a long time. Man, he was right here way in the beginning of the whole Team YRG, Team DDP Yoga, the whole deal. And, you know, he's done some amazing things. Can you still hear me, Robert?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine. You actually sound a little bit better now.
Great. Okay. Oh, it should be. It's getting the end of the show. All right. we got
Stephen, are you on the line, bro?
It looks like Stephen dropped off. Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Here he is, right here. I got him.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey, man, I just wanted to quickly say that, you know, you are just such a huge inspiration, DDP, and the video, the resurrection of Jake, that just, it really just brought me in tears, man, and I've seen it four times, and I still cry every time for what you're doing for him, and I've been such a big fan for you and Jake, just this is the longest time, and you're just such a huge inspiration, and thank you both so much.
Well, thank you. It's very kind of you, bro. You know, anybody who doesn't know what we're talking about, the resurrection of Jake the Snake, if you go to DDP TV, you can catch a lot of the film that we're putting up here, you know, of Jake's journey and Louie's journey together here at the house, and just what we're doing in general. And you know, we stick up a lot of stuff as we film. We film as we go. You know, the problem is we have so much in the editing room. We've got enough for two movies already. We've been doing this for months. So, we're trying to get as best as we can. My daughter's mom, she's finally coming to work for us. Linda, she's going to be a huge support system to us here. She's going to be our den mother, because that's really what it's like, I guess, being here. And we're in the clubhouse. Did I lose you?
Oh, no, I'm here, man.
Okay. All right. So, bottom line is, we got. I want to make sure. Is Louie on the line? Is this Louie, our Louie here?
Yeah, that's right.
Another,
we have Louie on the line.
Oh.
So we've got three people on the line in the same house.
Yeah.
Okay, Louie, what is your question?
Well, I don't really have a question so much as I just want to say out in front of everybody how proud that I am of Jake and how much, you know, even though we've only known each other for a little while now, I've really grown to care about and love Jake, and I'm so glad that I have a partner like you, Jake, to grow with me, right next to me. Hopefully, grow smaller, but also grow with individuals.
Well, once I get my foot out of your ass, you'll be smaller.
We may have our disagreements, but I do love you, Jake.
Man, I'll buy you more damn sushi.
Okay, so here. As we get ready to close out here, I couldn't really pick. This month was, we had some really amazing people put their requests in about, because that says you're right. If you want to try to be the Warrior of the Month for December, qualify for to be voted in by Team DDP Yoga into DDP Accountability Crib for the weekend. Full expense paid, trip and actually time hanging out with us. You got to qualify, and so you got one more month. So send us in. You could be 1 month in, and we've had people 30 days in be the Warrior of the Month. Most people though, they spend some serious time. Like the two people who were putting in this month, and one is Don, and I think it's the same Don that came came with the retreat we're at. And I could never say this name in a million years, but it's S-C-H-M-E-L-H-A-U-F. How would you say that?
It looks like Smell House to me, but I'm not, it can't be right.
I think it's Gemmel House.
Thank you, Stacy, for giving me some literary queen here. So, Donnie, you are the Warrior of the Month with, and I got to give it to her because she's been kicking ass, Katie Stifler. That's right. Ooh. We got two winners this month because I just couldn't pick between the two of them.
Awesome.
And, pretty cool, huh? Two guys, two people really work hard and really are part of Team DDP Yoga and help each other, help other people out, which is what it's all about. You know, paying it forward is awesome. So we will get your information. We'll get your black mat out to you, and send us the address so we know we got it, and we can take care of it. Steve will take care of all that. Want to remind everybody, DDP Yoga Retreat going to be in July. It will never. I'll be blown away if we have any rooms coming into
in February. So you if you want to get one, you better load one down. I want to thank my mentor and you know, one of the reasons why I was able to achieve so many things that I did. We didn't get any of the stories tonight about losing the snake and all that, but we will come back with that because we are going to be, Jake and I are going to be doing a podcast that will be video, radio you can see coming in 2013 once we get all the nicks and crannies out of it. Louie, are you still on the right? Are you line? Are you still here?
No, he dropped.
Good. He dropped. We have our first Eat This cooking show with Jake and I. It's a great dish. It's like a chicken salad that I came up with, a little piece of Whole Foods and a little piece of my stuff. And Jake and I, that's on DDP TV. It loaded up tonight, I'm pretty sure. So if you pull up DDP TV, Eat This in the search column, make sure you subscribe. If you want your DDP yoga, you know where to go, ddpyoga.com. Jake, thanks so much for being on. Stacy, thank you for being here. And, of course, Sparky, Robert, thanks for holding everything together. Everyone else, you've been wonderful. You've been marvelous. But see ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.